Welcome to the Pulse of New Hampshire. It's the Morning Information Center. I'm Mike Pomp. Well, the Oscar nominations came out this week. Film critic Ryan Jay, a frequent contributor to our program, joins us this morning to take a look at the 2024 Oscar nominations. Hey, Ryan, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Ryan, I have to ask you, obviously, Oppenheimer was pretty much leading the competition, I think 13 nominations, but I want to get your overall opinion on the Best Picture nominations. Did the Best Picture nominations play out to the way you expected?
Yeah, I think the only surprise there is really seeing The Zone of Interest and not seeing The Color Purple, although The Color Purple did not get a lot of love outside of supporting actress nominee.
The question about box office success, artistic value, and whether the Academy takes a look at some of that. Barbie got a bunch of nominations as well, but they were obviously snubbed in the Best Actress category and, of course, the director. And a lot of people, even Ryan Gosling now, talking about that and making his comments known that it was very, very unfair that those two categories did not include Barbie. What are your thoughts on that?
Right, and of course, also his co-star in the supporting role actress category, America Ferrera, deservedly got her nomination and also publicly spoke out. You know, if ever a snub there was, that Greta Gerwig did not get nominated for directing and turning Barbie, the intellectual property of this iconic doll, you know, this toy, into something which, you know, we've seen the Lego movies and we've seen things that have creatively adapted from inanimate object to storytelling, either animated or live action before. But Greta is really responsible for creating the cultural phenomenon that Barbie has become, and that she's not recognized is a painful snub. At the same time, she's recognized in the supporting, in the adapted screenplay category. She co-wrote with her husband. And then also Margot, who was snubbed in the leading actress category, is recognized as producer on the film in the Best Picture category for Barbie. And, you know, the attention you get from a snub is arguably worth more than even a win sometimes. So, I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't feel that way. But you know, it's an interesting fallout.
Yeah, it's very interesting fallout because that's what people are talking about today. They're talking more about the snubs in Barbie than looking at the main competition with the rest of the categories. And you know, sometimes we get that. And as you say, with social media and some of the actors in Barbie, you know, being publicly known for speaking out and talking about it today. Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty big snub, I think. The fact that Barbie gets all these nominations and the director, as you say, who created this tremendous cultural explosion of this doll and became the biggest box office blast of the year gets not nominated. I mean, you know, she may be very, very professional and say, well, it's okay, I understand it. But deep down, you know, she's heartbroken about it. She's got to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, and especially in, you know, we're looking at the temperature in the last, you know, decade or so, or more, actually, of, you know, problematic situations, not only with everything the Golden Globes went through with rehashing the makeup of their voting community, but also the Oscars having that hashtag Oscars so white, or the lack of, you know, gender equity in specifically the directing category. So it is definitely something that is worth talking about and acknowledging. It will be interesting to see, though, if all of this fanfare equates to a win for Greta in the adapted screenplay category, if it will affect the voters and kind of like as, because that's a competitive category as well against Oppenheimer and Poor Things, Zone of Interest, and American Fiction. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, we're speaking to Ryan Jay for a few more moments. He's one of America's most popular nationally syndicated entertainment critics, and you can check out his website, ryanjreviews.com. He's joining us this morning to talk about the Oscar nominations, which came out this week. The Oscars coming in March. All right, so I want to ask you, some people are saying that Robert Downey Jr. and Oppenheimer, nominated for Best Supporting Actor, one of the best things he's ever done. What do you think?
I mean, listen, RDJ can do no wrong in my book. You know, I love the guy. I love his performances. This is a spectacular one. I vote and nominate in the Critics' Choice Awards in that association. And I voted for Mark Ruffalo for what he did in Poor Things because I just feel like it was such a so much fun for him. But Robert Downey Jr. at the same time, I mean, he's been sweeping so far awards season, and so he is the front runner.
Yeah, and do you sense that Oppenheimer, are they going to get a bunch of these awards, including Best Picture? Do you think this is, obviously, it's the favorite, 13 nominations, Best Picture, Best Director for Christopher Nolan, Best Actor, Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress for Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., Emily Blunt. They've got it all. Are they going to come away with all this, do you think?
I don't know if they'll come away with all of it. I mean, I think they certainly are the front runners, I think, for Director and Best Picture and Supporting Actor, possibly editing, that sort of stuff. The thing is that there's an underdog in the Best Picture category, and that's the holdovers. And neck and neck have been Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer Best Actor category against Paul Giamatti for the holdovers. And if Paul Giamatti pulls out that win in a leading role for actor, there could be a win the likes of Moonlight beating La La Land, which was expected that year, for the holdovers to surprisingly beat Oppenheimer. But we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and personally, I love the holdovers. I love that it was filmed here in New England, obviously, in the Boston area. And it was just a good movie. And hey, if Giamatti gets it, I'm all for that. I thought he did a great job. Well-deserved, I think, if he gets it.
Absolutely, and we're seeing the front runner in his co-star Divine for the holdovers in supporting actress category for sure.
Yeah, she was great in that. She'll probably win that award as well. Ryan Jay with his perspective on the Oscar nominations and of course the 96th Academy Awards, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, airing live on ABC Sunday, March 10th. Ryan, thank you so much. Good to talk to you about the movies. Thank you.
Thank you too. Have a great day.